Welcome to the Sports Marketing Machine Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. Super pumped about today's episode. I sit down with Alyssa Agee, the founder of Sail Away Media. If you're thinking about running TikTok ads, this is the podcast for you. We dive into why teams should consider running those, what are the differences between Meta ads and TikTok, how to set it up, and so much more. It's an action-packed episode. Let's get right to it right now. Welcome to the Sports Marketing Podcast, the podcast to help those working in sports level up their marketing skill set so they can sell more tickets, sell more merchandise, and grow your fan base. Today, super pumped to talk all about TikTok ads with the founder of Sail Away Media, Alyssa Agee. Alyssa, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeremy. I'm excited to be here.
So I found you because I'm scrolling through TikTok and there you are showing up teaching people how to run TikTok ads and how you've been able to help companies. And I said, you know what? There's so many sports teams out here that TikTok is this wild west. They have no idea what to do. They're creating content. Some think it's just dance videos, but some are actually trying to be strategic and say, hey, I want to start running ads on TikTok. How do I do it? So I figured let's bring in the expert and let's just pepper you with some questions. How about that?
Awesome. That sounds great to me. Yes.
All right. So first question right out of the gate, why should teams even consider running ads on TikTok?
So TikTok is an awesome place for sports teams to be. There is a massive sports community on TikTok. Coupled with the fact that if you're trying to target a little bit of the younger demographic, they are on TikTok, especially like the college age kids, those folks. And then probably the most compelling reason is that advertising on TikTok is significantly cheaper than advertising on Meta typically. CPMs or your cost per thousand impressions is just cheaper. So it's definitely a great place to be.
So when you're talking with a company, it could be a sports team, could be a dry cleaners, could be anyone, where does TikTok fall in? Is it more of an awareness play, more of like, hey, we actually can sell some stuff here? Where does that fit in their sales funnel?
You can definitely sell stuff on TikTok. That's a huge misconception that I hear is that TikTok is just for awareness purposes. I see people driving conversions every single day and thousands of them on TikTok. It is great for awareness as well, especially if you're doing more organic content. I love to pair it hand in hand, get really, really great engaging organic content that you can post on TikTok, see it performing well native to the platform. And then if you really want to light it up and sell things, you put spend behind it and optimize for conversions.
Man, that's perfect. So a lot of teams are running Meta ads. So they're running Facebook, they're running Instagram. Some are running them through the business suite. Some are just boosting posts. What's the biggest differences between running ads on Meta versus running ads on TikTok?
Honestly, it's pretty similar. There are some main differences. The most obvious one is that it's just going to be video that you run on TikTok. They do now have the option to do like static carousel ads, but it's primarily a video platform. And we are seeing Meta lean towards video anyways. So most people who are running Meta ads successfully do have video content to put on TikTok. Overall, I would say TikTok is kind of like a baby version of Meta. Structure of setting up your campaigns is fairly similar. It almost operates as if, you know, it was like Meta like 7 years ago. So a little bit outdated with some of their options for targeting and things like that. However, the structure and the general setup is pretty comparable.
So on the back end of TikTok, you can create audiences, you can do some targeting. Can you build campaigns around people who engage with content, specific creators? So there's some targeting in there that's a little bit different than Meta, it sounds like, right?
There is. One of the best ways to target people on TikTok when you're running ads is through hashtag targeting. That's one of my favorites. So people who are watching videos that fall under certain hashtags, those get grouped into those audiences. So perhaps you have some sports specific hashtags based on what sport it is. You can do a little bit of research on the TikTok platform, just on the app in your phone, and figure out what the top trending posts, what hashtags are in those captions, and then insert those hashtags into your targeting, and you'll be capitalizing on those views.
Got it. Got it. So there's definitely some options here that aren't available on the Meta side that you could certainly do on TikTok and specifically on some targeting, but it's all videos. Can you target like video view consumption? So if I went up on Meta, typically I say, hey, target people who've watched 75% of your videos or 50%. You could do similar things on TikTok.
Yes, they do have those options. Like I said, it's a little bit more outdated. So you have to have, I believe it's like 1,000 people in the audience to even get it approved to create the audience. Like Facebook
Got it.
lets you create the audience, but it maybe you wouldn't feed out. TikTok doesn't even let you create it until you have a certain number, a certain threshold. And then also, I would say they're a little bit, it can be a little tricky to set up because sometimes it will give you issues around having the correct type of profile to create those warm audiences. But other than that, yes, they do have those features available.
So let's talk profile because you mentioned that just a second ago. Is there a specific profile that you need before you start setting up ads? What does that look like?
So actually, what I think is one of the craziest things about TikTok is that they let you run ads without a profile. You actually don't even need one. Unlike Meta, where you need to attach a page to your ads, you can use something that TikTok calls a custom identity. So when you're running the ads, they can't click anywhere. The users can't click over to your page and view it. They simply have a call to action to click on, and then you upload what icon you want to be showing as your logo, and then what name you want your custom identity to appear as, which is a nice option for people who don't have any kind of TikTok presence yet. However, if you do have an organic TikTok presence for your team and you want to capitalize on some of your organic traffic, I would recommend using TikTok Spark Ads and connecting it to your business page. So to do that, you would need a business page.
What are TikTok Spark ads?
So TikTok Spark Ads is basically TikTok's way of kind of boosting a post. However, you're still optimizing for conversions. So you're taking an actual post that's on somebody's page and you're running it as an ad. And it can be under any page. It doesn't have to be a business page to be running as a Spark ad. It could be a creator, it could be a player. Perhaps on the team that has a nice following, maybe like a sponsor or something like that. Maybe the school itself, if it's a college team, you can do all those different options.
Well, there's a lot of different options inside of TikTok. So if teams were wanting to sign up and get started, is there a, they just hop into their platform, click ads, where would they find to get started with kind of setting up ads?
Very similar to the way that you would set up like your Meta Business Suite, you're going to set up something called the TikTok Business Center. So you're going to enter in your business information, you'll create an ad account, you'll create a pixel, you can attach a page if you do have a business page, add your payment method, and from there you can, once it's approved, you can get started.
And the pixel works just the same as Meta. You just put it on the back end of your website and it tells you if you're driving traffic and conversions and so forth.
Yes, it's a very similar setup, and most like any of the kind of cookie cutter templates that are on like, WordPress, Shopify, all those site builders, they have integration, so you don't even need to do any of the coding.
Yeah, speaking of Shopify, a lot of teams are on Shopify, and I know there's an integration where you can actually sell through the store and Instagram and what have you. That's a benefit. You've probably worked with some folks like that that have that connection or sold some sort of stuff through Shopify, rather, right?
Yeah, you can definitely connect TikTok to Shopify. There are apps to connect that so that you can track all of your sales, optimize for purchases. There's also TikTok Shop, which is an entirely other beast, but that could be something that teams might want to capitalize on as well.
Can you run ads to TikTok Shop?
Yes, you can. You
Okay.
can.
So do you recommend a company? Let's just say I work for a baseball team and I've got hats and shirts and all this stuff. I've got a Shopify store. Should I also have a TikTok shop? What's the benefits, the pros, the cons? And we're talking through like running ads to the TikTok shop. Does it make sense? Does it not make sense?
So some of the benefits are that TikTok is pushing TikTok Shop. They want people to be making purchases on there. So you will get a little bit of that priority on your ads if you are optimizing for TikTok Shop purchases versus sending people off the platform into your Shopify site. The downside is really the fulfillment and your processes. So if you have really solid processes around getting orders on Shopify, fulfilling them with that, it can cause a little bit of mayhem. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to start using this other system and taking orders there. So that's really the downside. But I think it's worth testing if it's a big moneymaker for you, products. If they're not, and like really you're just trying to drive sales to actual events, and then that's kind of like a side thing, I don't think it's necessary.
So, really dumb question. Do people buy a lot of stuff from TikTok Shop?
They do. I mean, I'm hearing people that just like love TikTok Shop. They use it every single day, like almost as if it's Amazon. Me personally, I'm not a big TikTok Shop gal. I love Amazon. But yeah, I do hear a lot of people love it. And there's affiliates making tons of money off of it.
Wow, that's a wild. So teams would be able to set up their own TikTok shop, create some content, run some ads to it, and most popular for specifically on the baseball side, it's hats. There's so many people who are collecting baseball hats, and that's the number one seller typically, and then other shirts and stuff like that. So a lot of teams setting up their TikTok shop, they want to run ads. I think this is definitely a play that they could do, but it's going to take a little bit of time to set up, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It is a little buggy because it's still fairly new. So setup can be complicated because of that. I actually haven't heard of one person setting it up completely smoothly with no bugs. So just expect running into at least one.
So talking through like, all right, steps for teams. So if a team came to you and said, all right, Alyssa, what do I need to do to set up to start running TikTok ads? We go in there, we set up, we've got our account, we've been posting video content on there. Step number one, what are we doing?
It's all about the creative. That is the most important thing with your ads on any platform, TikTok or Meta. So what you're gonna do is you need to start doing some research. There are some awesome apps out there that help you do creative research that I am a huge fan of, but you can do it straight on the platform. So I always also do that. So if you can go into TikTok and just start searching up your competitors, search up the keywords, what would your ideal customers be searching for? What terms? And then start to see what videos are the top performers under those terms. And then you're going to get creative research from those videos. Even if they're not ads, they're just organic. Try to craft some content around that. I'm sure they probably have a ton already. They probably have buckets of footage from games and, all this stuff. And it's just going to be about adding different elements, text overlay, music, jump cuts, trending sounds to make it TikTok friendly.
So one of the recent podcast episodes that I sat down with a team and we were talking about their organic TikTok strategy. They said Instagram, it has to be nice and pretty and clean and everything else. TikTok, it could just be an absolute mess in how you're creating videos and there's not really this prettiness to it. So if a team has a video that's got, I don't know, 20,000 views and it's a lot of local people viewing it. Does it make sense for them to run ads to that to get more eyeballs on it? Or would you say, hey, can we retarget these people to get them to buy tickets? What strategies when you start looking at someone's TikTok account, what are some things that you look at before you start running ads for them? That's kind of where I'm going here.
Got it. Okay, so what you definitely want to look at is the top performing videos. What did well organically? If somebody has a few videos pinned because perhaps they went viral on their own and they drove sales, imagine what would happen if you put spend behind them. So that's what you want to be looking for.
Perfect, perfect. Now, as far as like the overall look and feel of content on there, do you give recommendations to groups, organizations, teams of what types of content that they should be producing, how it should look? I know this team specifically said they don't have to be pretty, but do you give recommendations to organizations of what it should look like?
It certainly depends on the brand. Some brands are very happy with a UGC feel. They want that like very relatable kind of feel around their brand, so it's not so important to have fancy stuff. However, I do think it's nice to have a mix of that UGC style versus some professionally edited videos. And yeah, kind of like what you said on TikTok, people love that raw stuff. It feels very relatable. They don't feel like they're being sold to. It doesn't feel like an ad. We'll typically see that perform better than a highly produced video, honestly.
Yeah, isn't that wild? Like this, we spend all this time as marketing people and we're like, we're gonna make this thing look really pretty, but it doesn't convert. And then some goofy thing that we quickly put together, it converts and you just throw your hands up. You're like, what are we doing?
I just wasted all this time, resources. Yeah,
Yep,
I
yep,
know.
yep, yeah. So Spark Ads sounds like a definitely an interesting option. Some of these different other targeting opportunities that we had talked through, and it sounds like from a creative perspective, it really you got to hone that in. You got to figure out what you want that to look like. It sounds like that's like step one. We got to figure that piece out, right?
Yes, that's the most critical piece that's going to make or break your ads.
So when you start talking with organizations about budgets and their goal is, I need to sell some stuff here. We know our average order value is $40 to $45. We know our ticket costs are $11 or $12. We know what this is. When you're sitting down, do you give people a recommendation of like, hey, minimum spend has to be this to get what you're trying to get from a conversion perspective, where do you go when people start asking about budgets?
Yeah, so you really just want to work backwards to figure out your budget. Like you said, you want to have those base numbers in mind. What's your average order value? What are your goals? How many tickets do you need to sell in the next 3 months? Work backwards to figure out what's your CPA going to be. It's typically fairly similar on TikTok than it is on Meta, but you do need some of that wiggle room for testing purposes. For testing, you need a bare minimum of $50 to $100 a day. TikTok actually doesn't even let you set up a campaign with less than a $20 budget daily, unlike Meta. But $50 to $100, I would say, is fine for testing, and then working backwards from those goals. So if you need to sell thousands of tickets, then you're going to obviously increase your spend.
Got it, got it. So $50 to $100 a day, the minimum is $20 a day. There's some teams that on Meta we say, hey, just run $5 a day to a video ad just to do the awareness side of things. But on TikTok, the minimum's the $20 to be able to run it. And then to actually see some conversions, you're gonna have to spend a little bit more money, it sounds like.
Yes, they do allow you to boost posts fairly similar to the way you can on Facebook and Instagram with a smaller budget, but for setting up a campaign inside of Ads Manager, it does need to be that $20 minimum.
So if you're working with an influencer, you can kind of do some sort of ad together, right?
Yes, definitely. You could have them create content, post it to their page, and then authorize you and your ad account to run it as a Spark ad.
Gosh, there's so many different opportunities and options here. Let's talk lead gen for a minute. Had that as one of my questions here. Teams just don't do a really good job generating leads for their business. They do it three different ways. They'll run contests, they'll do all the people who buy tickets. Now these people are in our email list, and they'll do like community appearances, enter to win this, and the fish bowls with your business cards. They do a lot of different things like that, and they're trying to add people to their texting list. Can you talk a little bit about some ideas or some ways that you've worked with organizations to drive more leads? Maybe even some case studies if you have them off the top of your head.
Absolutely. There's a ton of way to drive leads on TikTok. They do have a really nice lead gen feature, which is similar to Meta's, where you can just create a little lead form. That would be great for something like a contest. You could also do something fun, like perhaps a quiz, or even as simple as having people sign up or opt in to get like the calendar for the year, like a schedule of upcoming games, or get some sort of discount coupon code opt-in for that. So anything little like that, just in order to collect their email, perhaps even phone number, it could be really impactful for you to own that information and have that on your list.
So when they fill out the form or the enter to win or the lead gen there on TikTok, how does it go into like a Google Sheet? Does it go into your TikTok? Where does it go? Or how do you get it to where you want it to put it in your email list or what have you? What's that next step there?
So it is stored in TikTok Ads Manager, and then using some sort of third-party software, you can set up an integration with your email marketing software. So you could do something like Zapier to just automatically grab all your leads and throw them right into your email database, or you can download them into an Excel sheet.
Got it. Okay, so you just export them and then import them. Constant Contact, MailChimp, a lot of those have connections to TikTok or no?
Yes. Well, I mean, not direct. You have to use Zapier just to, integrate it, but it's
Gotcha.
very easy setup, yeah.
Yeah, super simple. Well, it sounds like running TikTok ads isn't as scary and as daunting as what people think it is. It seems like, oh, this is a new scary, all these different setups and what have you, but it's kind of like how Meta was or Facebook ads way back when, where it was really like, well, what am I doing with the pixel and all this stuff? This seems pretty simple.
It is, and it is similar to how Facebook was, because I was doing Facebook ads back in 2016, 2017, when nobody else really was. No one had really fully embraced it. And it was very similar to how things with TikTok are right now, because people were extremely intimidated, but anybody that did it a shot and did it correctly saw insane results. Versus today, it's much more competitive, more difficult to get results. We're seeing that trend over on TikTok. So, a highly recommended, if you're nervous, just jump in, try it out. What's the worst that could happen? And yeah, it's been great overall. It's one of my favorites.
So the old power editor days is what you're telling me that
Power
we
editor.
were BFFs, that's for sure. So you've worked with businesses all over the United States, probably all over the world as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about some successes that you've seen with some of your companies? You don't have to necessarily say the name of the company, but maybe the brand or kind of the space that they're in, and talk a little bit about what you've been able to do and how you've been able to help them.
Yeah, sure. So, yes, I've worked with tons of brands, all different shapes and sizes, different industries, from tech to e-commerce to high-ticket lead generation for different services. I have helped a lot of brands have success on Meta and then also carry that success over to TikTok. And typically, what we are able to see is that if it's done properly and the creative is done correctly, we can slash the results over on TikTok and get cheaper CPAs. So that is nice to see. And then also another huge thing that we've seen is just helping people diversify. You do not want to have all of your eggs in one basket or have like all of your budget in Facebook. Say something crazy happens and your account gets shut down and you have an event coming up. You need to have it diversified so you have another traffic and lead source. So we've helped a lot of businesses do that and found a lot of success that way. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
What's been your favorite campaign or favorite brand that you've worked with to be able to see some success? I'm putting you on the spot here. Maybe not your favorite, but maybe the one that you're like the most proud of, or you could talk about just as a case study.
Yeah, so I actually have a crazy case study that I can share about. And, the client is so excited about that they're more than happy to talk about it too. But so I have a group, they actually do like tax relief. They came to me a couple of years ago. They had never had any success on social media. They're like, most of our leads are just referral based. We're small, but we want to make this work. They had no content. So they come to us and, we were like, we can definitely do this. We had to get creative though. And thank God they stuck around for just a couple months because the first couple months was a lot about testing and it was hard to crack. We wound up coming up with something creative, which was a quiz. So taking people to a quiz of like, how much could you save? How could you get this like, this money from the IRS? It blew up. So their leads fantastically cost $15 a lead. They have like, I think 15x average ROI from Facebook. And recently we also moved them over to TikTok and they're doing phenomenal on TikTok as well. They have grown tremendously just from the ads that we've been running and they've hired a massive sales team now and we're expanding onto other platforms. So that's been really cool. People who say, "Oh, social media ads, they're not going to work for me. They're tentative." Imagine giving it a shot and it completely transforming your business,
Yeah, that is wild. High five to you and your team, man. That's fantastic. And good for them. They're growing, and that's, I mean, they partnered with you to be able to help them grow, and this is marvelous. You mentioned the word testing, and that made me think oftentimes we in sports, we don't like to wait for testing. We just need to see action, like right now, right? We're in a very like need things to happen. How do you temper people's expectations when it comes to testing to see what's working and what isn't?
I tell people, just to be tentative, budget for a month of testing, so that you have like, you're like, okay, I'm not gonna make bank this first month. Maybe you will. But if you could just give it a month and say, this is gonna be my testing month, but we keep budget fairly low, we're gonna figure out what kind of creatives resonate, what kind of audiences are working. From there, we can scale up spend to make sure it's profitable. But if you could budget for just a month of testing, that's usually ideal.
Perfect. So if teams are saying, "Hey, this sounds great, Alyssa, it sounds like you know what you're doing, you got a team that can help," what's the best way that they can reach out to you, even if it's just picking your brain with some questions or even reaching out to have you help them run their ads or you run their ads? What's the best way to get a hold of y'all?
Sure. I mean, you can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. My handle's Sailaway Media, Sail Away Media. And then you can also send me an email directly. It's alyssa@sailawaymedia.com, Alyssa.
So, Alyssa, I appreciate you coming on, talking all things TikTok ads. I'm hoping some teams will take you up on the offer to reach out and talk to you a little bit more about running their TikTok ads. It's not as scary as we thought, and I appreciate you kind of breaking it down into pieces and helping us understand this is easy. Just take a couple steps forward and you can get going here, and this is some super helpful information. So thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You got it. And I just hit